This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We are all feeling the pressures these days of rising costs, from the grocery store to the fuel pump. Most Americans are already making adjustments here and there. Some might drive less, take a family vacation closer to home, or cook a few more meals rather than dining out. But finding small ways to save can only go so far when your very livelihood depends on goods that keep getting more expensive, sometimes skyrocketing in price. When you need to plant crops, tend to them, and care for animals to keep the farm running, you have to find a way to make it all work. And many American farmers are hoping to at least hold on until relief in the supply chain comes. Beef and poultry farmers are price takers, and that's the same story for farmers of all commodities across the country. Most consumers don't know that the higher prices they're paying in the grocery store these days don't mean higher profits for farms. This year's input cost spikes have been tough, but they are also part of the bigger story of the rising cost of farming. For livestock farmers in particular, business costs have increased 46% since 2013. Those costs include animal care, feed, and seed. Today, those costs continue to rise, and with supply chain disruptions, you also have to pray that your farm supplies will arrive in time. The story isn't much better for farmers growing row crops either. While market prices are high for crops like corn and soybeans, the higher costs for seeds, fertilizer, pesticides, and fuel make it tough to balance out. It's also too early to tell if prices will keep up with farm costs or be swallowed up. I know everyone is feeling the strain of rising costs, but where it hits home differently on the farm is our inability to set prices. A restaurant might adjust its menu and raise prices to keep up, or reduce hours and staff, but those adjustments just don't work on the farm. Whether you're growing grains, raising livestock, or growing fruits and vegetables, you don't set the price you'll receive at harvest unless you're directly marketing to your products. And that price can change from the time you're planning and planting to harvest time. There are no slow times on the farm or margins to reduce employee time. What's more, you can't control when your equipment might break down, or worse, when a storm or natural disaster might sweep in. Farmers and ranchers rise to these challenges each day because we are grounded in our commitment to feed our families and yours. But the pressures of rising farm costs, from seeds to equipment, are front of mind in every region right now, and providing relief in the supply chain must be a top priority for our nation. At Farm Bureau, we've been calling on the administration to address the skyrocketing costs of fertilizer, remove import duties, free up port congestion, and increase efficiency across shipping channels. Our team of economists are following market impacts closely and will continue to provide analysis as farmers and ranchers adjust their budgets to keep up. The pressures that keep you up at night on the farm keep us up looking for solutions and advocating on your behalf here in Washington. We will weather this storm together as we work to keep our nation's food supply secure and our farm strong. The importance of food supply self-sufficiency has become crystal clear in recent weeks as more and more people understand the connection between food security and national security. The cost of farming may be high, but as global events remind us, the cost of losing America's farms would be even greater. Children of all ages can discover the joys and challenges of growing one of spring's sweetest treats through I Love Strawberries. The newest title from Feeding Minds Press, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's publishing venture. Written by Shannon Anderson and illustrated by Jacqueline Sinquette, I Love Strawberries follows Jolie and her faithful rabbit Munchie as together they find out just how delicious, rewarding, and complicated it can be to grow your own food. Through Jolie's scrapbook-style journal entries, young readers will learn how strawberries grow and what pests to look for in a garden, while ladybugs are helpful and much more. AFBF is calling on the Biden administration to use the proposed Indo-Pacific Economic Framework to grow American agricultural exports in the region. AFBF submitted a statement to Wednesday's House Ways and Means Committee hearing Biden administration's 2022 trade policy agenda and Friday's Senate Finance Committee hearing the president's 2022 trade policy agenda. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented Friday on the Senate's unanimous passage of the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. In a statement, Duvall said AFBF appreciates the unanimous vote in the Senate to pass the Ocean Shipping Reform Act. Farmers have lost out on up to $4 billion in agricultural exports because of lack of access to export containers, record shipping costs, and harmful surcharges. Limited trade has also hampered farmers' ability to get crucial supplies like fertilizer at a time when supply chains are already stressed. USDA annual survey-based prospective plantings report estimates that as of March 1, U.S. farmers intend to plant a record 91 million acres of soybeans, 89.5 million acres of corn, 47.4 million acres of wheat, and 12.2 million acres of cotton. Combined, the estimated acres for corn and soybeans would match the 2021 record of 180.5 million acres. The caveat for the 2022 growing season is ensuring that farmers have the input supplies needed to turn these record planted acres into a bountiful crop. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.